Come in, come in. Welcome to the Halloween Haunt. This is where you'll discover Halloween traditions and history, weird phenomena, and eerie poems and stories to make your hair stand on end. I hope you're ready, because here he comes, the motivator of the monstrous, the beastly boss, the Halloween Haunter.
You've seen pictures of them, even if you haven't seen any in person. You've seen Batman and Daredevil perched above, on, or alongside them. You may have watched a TV cartoon starring them when you were a child. Gargoyles. Those frightening stone creatures perched on buildings, staring stonily at the world. What is up with those things? Did you know that gargoyles have water spouts in their mouths? They are usually put on the building to funnel water away from the walls, preventing erosion of the building. Often there are several of them on the building, so the water doesn't all flow to one area. This is why they often look like dragons or serpents with long necks. Have to get that water as far away as possible. What's that? You say you've seen gargoyles that didn't have water spouts? No, you haven't. Those are called chimera, grotesques, or perhaps bosses. They aren't always as freaky looking as gargoyles, but the ones that are serve the same secondary function, protecting the building from evil spirits. There are many theories about why you find gargoyles on churches, often having to do with an illiterate population and providing a quick message to them about staying away from bad things. Or perhaps a message that they were protected from bad things. Or perhaps that they weren't as grotesque as gargoyles. There was a French legend of the gargouille, which was a dragon with wings like a bat and a long neck that spit out fire. Saint Romanus overpowered the creature, led him back to Rouen, and burned it. The head and neck wouldn't burn, presumably because it could breathe fire, so they were mounted on the walls of the church to protect it. The French didn't invent gargoyles, however. Ancient Egypt had lion-headed gargoyles, as did ancient Greece. Over the centuries, there were gargoyles that looked like people or people-animal combinations. Some were humorous-looking rather than scary, unfortunately. Fewer buildings with gargoyles were constructed after the early 1700s, since they were scary-looking, sometimes fell to the ground causing damage and perhaps injuries, and drainpipe technology had progressed, making it cheaper and safer to run a drainpipe. It seems there was a gargoyle revival in the Victorian era, both here and in England. You can still see them on buildings that aren't that old, and buildings from the Middle Ages. Of course, the Notre Dame de Paris has gargoyles, even if it doesn't have a hunchback. I'm not saying one way or the other. For more modern sensibilities, New York's Chrysler Building has metallic gargoyles. Washington's National Cathedral has gargoyles protecting it. You can find gargoyles at Princeton and Duke Universities and the University of Chicago. It's nice to know we still need, and still get, protection from those nasty, evil spirits. There are no gargoyles in the Halloween Haunt. I don't want any spirits scared away myself. However, there are many other interesting things to find, and you are welcome to leave some yourself at thehalloweenhaunt.com.